I'm Heidi Noss. I live in Madison, Wisconsin. I was diagnosed with HIV infection in 1996. I'm a treatment educator and advocate, and I would not want to tell anybody how to live with HIV as someone who hates it when people say, you know what you should do, especially negative people telling a positive person how to do their life. But I think there's much to learn from each other, and I totally believe anybody can do this.
What is the best response you have ever gotten from telling someone you were HIV positive?
I don't know what the best response is. I will tell you that a common experience I would have is people wouldn't mention it again. They wouldn't freak out or run away or anything or say anything really hard for me or inappropriate or offensive. They just would never bring it up again. It's like I never said it. And I would even sometimes come back and say, you know, I'm sorry if I overwhelmed you. I know it can be a lot. Some people, you know, it's a scary thing, and I'm really sorry if it was too much. No, 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 I'm very glad you told me. That was often the reaction. And then it would never come up again. So it was just kind of a weird feeling. And it didn't feel authentically like they have so much exposure to HIV that it really is, yeah, I'll add you to the list. It wasn't that. It was more just, I don't know what to say. I can't approach this, you know. My husband, the man who eventually became my husband, he stood out to me because he started asking me all these thoughtful questions. How much of your life do you think is HIV? If you were to make a pie chart of your life, how much is HIV? Do you think that it prevents you from trusting people? Do you think it affects your desire to be in a relationship? You know, things like this. And I remember thinking, who is this person?
So what was the worst reaction you got when you were disclosing?
I haven't had any terrible reactions. I was talking to a person recently who's a correctional officer. He was guarding a patient that we had in the hospital. And he and I were talking, and he started to say something that made my guard go up, you know, about, oh, God, what's he going to say next about people with HIV? And I blurted out, which is not characteristic for me, I have HIV, just so you know. And it was really my way of saying, before you say the next thing you're going to say, I want you to at least know that you're talking to someone who has this, you know. So, I mean, I think there's been a few times like that where I've end-run a potentially bad situation, but I haven't had terrible situations. For me, this feels bad. I'm not saying it's terrible, but it doesn't feel good for me personally when I will tell someone, which is, by the way, a very personal and difficult thing to say, no matter how used to it you are in terms of saying it. When someone then very quickly will say, oh, how'd you get it? Like, wow, that's their first question, not how are you, or how's your health, or how are you doing with it, or how long's it been, how'd you get it? You know, so very quickly you go from being this person who's just, you know, sharing, really, you've chosen this person to tell this to, and what comes back to you is you're an object, you know. I get to start finding out, you know, all these pieces of you, and asking somebody, so how'd you get it, especially in that sort of casual way, to me is hard, because no matter what the answer is, it's personal. I mean, breast milk is personal, you know, needles is personal, sex is personal. So it's no small thing to tell someone how you got it. And it was hard for me for a long time to not assume I was being judged. Oh, you want to know if I do something you don't do, or, you know, you want to make sure I'm doing something you don't do. Or you want to put me in a box. You want to say, oh, she's promiscuous. Oh, I get it. Oh, she's a drug addict. Oh, I see. Okay. You know, and it took me a while to understand, and it actually was only through the help of loving friends who would listen to me very patiently, who would say to me, you know, that's not always true. I mean, sometimes people don't know anybody with HIV. For them, they're shocked, and they're sad. And in that moment, they may not be doing their best, and all they can think of is, how did this happen to you? You know, this person I know and like. So you have to give them some room there to, you know, to have their reaction. And that was a good lesson for me, that I can't presume what's in people's hearts based on one question. All I do know is it doesn't feel that great to me. So now, I mean, my deal is when someone asks me, how'd you get it, I say, oh, why do you want to know? At least I want them to claim it, you know. And then sometimes often people will say, oh, I'm just curious. Like, wow, okay, you're just curious about, and my answer is really, really intimate. And for me, it's this intimate part of my life that wasn't without pain and, you know, difficulty. So I don't know, it's a bit of an imbalance for me. I think it's incredibly important to share these things because it helps us understand where risk is and that it's often in places we don't expect it, and many of our stories are exactly that. I also think there's a necessity for a great deal of respect around the issue.